You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a very invigorating episode of Ask Drone You.
Like
my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is an invigorating episode, number 636. We are really, really glad to be podcasting and hanging out with you guys and appreciate that you'd spend a few minutes of your day with us. We have a good question today because I think a lot of folks are in that place where they're wanting to move up from maybe doing some real estate and looking for other ways to increase their drone business. And this particular caller has a question about doing that.
Well, it's a good question, and if you're thinking about getting into construction, you're probably going to want to take our intermediate mapping class, because you're going to get details on doing maps in a way that you won't learn anywhere else. Also, in that class, we talk about deliverables to construction agencies, and it's really important how you deliver and the specific ways you do so. Highly recommend that class. It just goes into a lot deeper of what we're about to talk about. And the level of depth, we could not cover the level of depth and information that you would need to know in order to do some of these higher level jobs in construction mapping. Like, it would take us hours. This podcast would be 4 or 5 hours long.
Yeah.
To talk about every single point and process.
I don't have that kind of time, Paul.
I don't want to give that kind of time unless it's in a class.
I think we just said the same thing.
Yes. Play that funky question.
Ooh.
G'day fellas, Roy here from Down Under. I'm 25 and I run Wyvern Aerial Media part-time. Been a Drone You member for over 8 months now. Look, I'm moving from real estate into construction, progress reports and such. I'm having trouble figuring out the major pain points that I can resolve with my service. I just wanted to know, how would you guys pitch to these companies? What should I highlight? And what problems do we solve as drone operators? Love your work. Cheers.
Awesome. Thank you, Roy. I'd love to hear from the guys down under. It's very cool. And it's a good question. If you have a question, don't forget to go to astronew.com like Roy did. So you've actually had opportunity to talk to construction companies. Just kind of off the top, what have you told them? Like, what is one of the things that you say to them?
Well, I personally don't go after construction progression report jobs, but I've trained many people who do. In fact, Joel Frazier is a great example.
Okay.
Because Joel Frazier has a full-time salaried job now with Bradbury Stam as their drone videographer. I mean,
cool.
That's what he does.
So that's a different path.
It is a different path.
Some of the same concepts,
though.
To go though.
Salaried, but actually, when we introduced that new producer yesterday, he actually took on a salaried job with a real estate firm as a drone pilot. I found that fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Found that really fascinating. The salary wasn't as high as I thought it would have been, but still salaried position.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, it's kind of cool because he only does like 3 or 4 jobs a week for him. So he still has like the whole week open.
Nice.
It's just kind of fascinating. But anyway, in construction site mapping, there are a very distinct parts of this job. There's taking pictures, doing the cardinal photos. A lot of people call it construction progression information. In fact, Vic does this. He takes 5 photos at the cardinal directions, sends it in. Other people do actual maps of the site each and every week to measure exactly what has been done. Mm-hmm. They're also able to measure volumetrically how much material has been used for a specific part of the project and how much material is left over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some very specific problems that progression mapping and progression photos do for construction clients, but also for the investors as a whole.
Right.
Couple things. Number one, there's a big problem with subcontractors going into these bigger jobs and saying that they have done let's say they said, okay, I went in and installed all the HVAC in building C, and let's say there's 5 buildings in an apartment structure. Let's look at Broadstone, okay, right down in Louisiana that they're building.
Right.
He says, so Rob, the HVAC guy, goes in there and he says, well, guys, I got the HVAC installed. It's looking good. But you gotta get those windows in for me to test it. When really he's behind on his work and he's telling the guys like that he's done the job. They should install the windows so that he can do his HVAC pressure test, which if you're not familiar with the pressure test, it's just essentially, are there a bunch of leaks in the building? Mm. They don't even do this in New Mexico. Like our building standards are not the highest here.
Interesting.
So, but they do it in California. They do it in Virginia. They do it in Florida. Like in the bigger, more populous states, they do this. Hmm. That being said, if I am doing my construction progression reports and if I'm doing the mapping, and let's say we're still just looking at the frame of the building, which in most aspects of HVAC, you're going to have the framing and maybe the walls up, and then they're going to put the siding up after that. And like there are these things that have to go in chronological order when building to maintain the most efficient system. And I am not giving a good example with HVAC. So don't think that this is a real world example. It's not. I'm trying to showcase the example of the fact that in construction, things have to be done in a very specific order and a very specific manner. If one person shows up and can't do their work because another person hasn't finished their work, now you're paying for the guy to be there. The job is not getting done. The deadline gets pushed back.
Right.
Lose money, lose money, lose money. Okay?
Okay.
Where construction progression mapping and construction progression reports help is by showing the client every single week a permanent record of installation from subcontractors. Mm-hmm. So they get a real world, no BS. This is how much material we've used. This is how much is left over. This is what's been installed. This is what hasn't been installed. Now, if you really want to take it to the next level in progression reports and progression mapping, I think it's really cool if you were to do a marketing end of this. So that's why I said there's many distinct points and processes in which we can go with this. And one of them is also just collecting photos for investors' sake for selling, but also doing hyperlapses. So if we can actually showcase the progression of the building. Literally, if we can showcase the progression.
That's a great marketing piece for the construction company.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. So.
Very cool. So one of the other things I'm thinking, because again, we're trying to help the construction company understand the value that this can bring, right? One of them, I think, would be to sell the idea that, look, you don't have to worry about sending people out and maybe even training your own person to fly a drone, because that is one of the things that a drone pilot such as Roy in Australia is going to have to deal with is a lot of these bigger construction companies in particular are going to say, oh, we got our own guy that can do that. Right? A lot of them are saying that now. So maybe it's the small to medium size that you're going to be working with, but you can let them know. I don't know. Maybe that's not true, but what you can do is let them know, look, you don't have to worry about it. I will be there every day. We'll agree on a time, not every day, every week or twice a week or whatever you need. I'm there. The videos and or photos show up in your inbox, then you can do the billings that you need based on the progression that you see. I'm going to become part of your system to help you be more efficient.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly right. But the biggest piece and part of that process is the deliverable. Because a lot of guys are like saying, well, I can take the photos, I can do the maps, but I'm having trouble integrating this with the construction clients themselves because they want to run their own measurements. They want to do volumetric measuring. They want to do this. They want to do that. And in all honesty, sometimes it's hard to give someone a map that they know how to open, let alone know how to measure, let alone want to be able to visualize said thing. Most people, clients that I know are like, well, I want to see the high resolution map and I want to measure from it. And it's like, well, visualizing and measuring are technically two different maps. And yes, for those advanced mappers out there, I understand that you can do a 3D point cloud with a mesh overlay in a DXF file, but a lot of clients don't know how to set up their SolidWorks or AutoCAD viewers to actually see that 3D point cloud as a mesh overlay.
And that's going to be quite a bit more expensive for that kind of deliverable.
Exactly. And you know, the next question is like, okay, is the client using Autodesk? Is the client using ArcGIS? Is the client using SolidWorks? What is the client using to see the deliverable? Because if it's more than just photos and you're delivering maps so that they can actually get measurable data out of it, you're looking at a whole new ballgame.
Right. Which may very well be necessary in some of the larger projects.
Which if it were me, I would work in with these clients to do the construction progression pictures. Mm-hmm. And then I would also say that I would do the maps for them and then do the hyperlapse without them knowing about it. And then at the end, show them the hyperlapse and be like, yeah, if you want that, it's $1,500 more.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because all you're doing is taking advantage of the time on site that you have. And as long as you have completed the deliverables as stated, I think you should totally go above and beyond, get this data, show it to them, say, hey, not only am I a mapper, but I can also focus on your marketing. Mm-hmm. The guy is going to be like, wow, you are such a blessing to me, you know? So it's all about the value you give to other people, but it's also about how they perceive the value.
Right.
And I think it's really important that, because I can provide DroneU with a data set of how many members we have, how often they click, where they click on the website, where they go, how long they stay there, all that. And if I give you that data set, you're like, oh, cool. You know, like, what do I do with it?
Yeah, what's the actionable?
But if I say I've got a data set that measures where people go on the site, how long they watch videos, how long they retain a member on DroneU, and honestly, what are the trigger points as to why they leave or cancel, then that data set means something totally different to you, right? It's you're now perceiving that as, here's how I can measure why people are leaving, when people leave, how long people stay, and I can get better business analytics to make better decisions to provide more value to the member, right?
Sure.
It's all about how you communicate the story.
Yeah, absolutely. And help the interpretive process.
True.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Which I'm excited that if we get Chris Sheridan on board.
Not if, but when.
Oh, excuse me. To have him do that class on storytelling, because, sorry, I'm getting lost in thought over here, because really storytelling is so much more important than just giving stories in your videos. Life is a story.
Which, interestingly, a hyperlapse of new construction is a form of storytelling.
Agreed, because it's growth
that.
Over time.
Yeah.
Gosh.
From
agreed.
Nothing to something beautiful, and the whole story that... And really, the story starts well before the construction started and goes well after the construction ends.
True.
Anyways,
like
cool
reclamation.
Stuff.
Reclamation. Yeah. I mean, we could go on for days about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you guys are interested in mapping, by the way, the new intermediate mapping course is coming out on DroneU. It'll probably be a month or two before it is there. If you haven't taken the introduction to mapping course with Doug Lafarge, highly recommend it. Talks about, again, different apps, because with mapping, it's not about just using GroundStation Pro. It's not about just using SiteScan. It's not about using Maps Made Easy. It's not about using Pix4D Mapper. Like, each application has its pros and its cons, and you can only get certain data out of certain applications, and you don't need to spend $5,000 to do perimeter scans, just FYI. So these are things that we're talking about and that we're teaching now, and I think it's really good for people to know those intricacies and nuances that, again, that you could only learn by doing.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
You don't have to waste your time and do it yourself. Learn from our mistakes. Boom.
Everybody wins.
DroneU in a nutshell.
Pew. You, that's right.
Anyway, I interrupted you. You were about to say something.
No, actually, I wanted to kind of circle back just a little bit, because when I said that some of the larger companies are probably going to be using their own drone guy, you kind of went, so I want to know what your thought was in that moment.
Well, I only know one person that is salaried.
Mm-hmm.
I know one group that's trying to hire drone pilots to build a team. They've asked us for consulting help with that. But most people that I know in mapping are doing it as business owners. Mm-hmm. They're taking on a lot of clients. Ed, example.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And I think I'm just thinking, because I know of a couple of the larger construction companies, and I think they've got guys that they didn't bring on to be the drone pilot. They're maybe a young millennial or something, and they just have a propensity. And the guy says, hey, I can do that. And so they give that guy an opportunity, and maybe he gets his 107, maybe not. But anyways.
And where most of these people fail that are not trained in mapping is the deliverable. I can't tell you how many contracts I've won just by saying, like, well, that's how they deliver it. That's the quality you're getting. Here's this quality, and here's how you're going to get it.
Right.
And every single time I've done that, we've won the contract.
Sure.
And which is even funnier, because people have talked a lot of crap about us.
That's okay.
And our ability. But you know what? It goes to show, focus on quality. And you know what? Another thing, literally another thing, if you're focusing on your quality, if you're focusing on doing the right thing, in time, things work out. That's why patience is profit. Focus on quality, focus on doing the right thing, but also be able to communicate why you're different. And when people speak negatively about you and do all this, don't focus on it. Let them ruin themselves. It's just a matter of time. Let it happen.
Yeah, people see through that.
They do.
They know.
But people need constant reminders too. They're like, don't let it get to you.
Absolutely.
I do too. Look at me an hour ago. I do too. Anyway,
that's right.
So
we're all growing.
every day. That's going to do it for us today. If you're not a member of Drone U, I ask you, well, why? Don't you want to be in the secret community? Motivating and inspiring you, answering your questions, lowering the learning curve, and giving you access to people who are experienced in this business. Because it's the one thing that Drone U has that a lot of other schools don't. And that is constant education with constant engagement and interaction to make sure that you get the most out of the training. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.